What's good? LETBURNRANT. And whew, I only thought it was $4 million. Oh, this guy's done. He's done. So Shohei Ohtani ex interpreter is charged with stealing 16 milli on the Dodgers star. So he had to be doing this since this guy was in the Angels team. So federal prosecutors have charged Ippei Matsuhara, the sanctified interpreter, for Shohei Ohtani with stealing more than $16 million from the Dodgers superstar to pay debts with an allegedly illegal bookmaker. The U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Imar Nasrata, announced the charge Thursday at a news conference in downtown Los Angeles. Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case, he said. He said that Matsuhara impersonated Ohtani in conversations with bank officials, placed thousands of wages, and deposited winnings in the bank account the interpreter controlled. Mr. Matsuhara did all this to feed his insatiable appetite for illegal sports gambling. Matsuhara faced a single count of bank fraud. Michael Freeman, an LA-based criminal defense attorney, confirmed he represented Matsuhara, but has declined further comments. Matsuhara, a Diamond Ball High School graduate who had been a fixture of the Ohtani side since his first season with the Angels in 2018, did not respond to messages. The charge is the latest twist in a saga that has transfixed the baseball world since the Times broke the story on March 20th. The newspaper reported that Ohtani's name has surfaced in a federal investigation of Matthew Barra, an allegedly illegal bookmaker who lives in Orange County. Ohtani representatives accused Matsuhara of committing massive theft of the ball player's money to place bets on Bauer's organization. Bauer, whose San Juan Cristofio home was raided by federal agents in October, has not been charged with the crime. The saga spills into public views after several days of shifting accounts behind the scenes about the episode. The Times first requested comments from Ohtani's agent, Naz Balido, on March 15. Then Matthew Hospress, a New York-based crisis public relations manager, contacted the newspaper a day later on behalf of the ballplayer. The publicist eventually said Ohtani had no comments. While the Dodgers appeared to open their... Let's see. Okay, so it says, in comments made during the news conference in L.A. several days, Ohtani described in Japanese what happened after the clubhouse meeting. We returned to the hotel and Ippei spoke to me for the first time, and that when I learned he had a huge debt. That's when he told me he accessed my bank accounts and made payments to a bookmaker. I thought that was strange, so I called my representatives. The West Hollywood law firm representing Ohtani issued the massive theft statement and said, we are turning the matter over to authorities. The Dodgers quickly fired Matsuhara. 2 days later, MLB announced an investigation. The league rules prohibits any players, umpires, or clubs, or league officials, or employees from betting on the game or illegal bets on other sports. During a news conference on March 25th, Ohtani alleged that Matsuhara kept him in the dark about the media inquiry. Ippei didn't tell me such reporting was taking place. Ippei told everyone, including my agents, that I made payments not on behalf of Ippei, but on behalf of another friend. Ohtani said it was a complete lie that he paid Matsuhara gambling debts and denied betting on sports. I myself have never bet on anything or bet for anyone on a sporting event or asked someone to bet for me. I've never asked anyone to send money to a bookmaker from a bank account, Ohtani said. He added, the conclusion is that he was lying to everyone, including everyone around me. Ohtani, unparalleled excellence as a hitter and pitcher, transformed him into an international icon and led to a 10-year, $700 million free agent contract with the Dodgers in December. The deal is the largest in baseball history, though most of the money is deferred until after the contract ends. But the last few weeks has thrust Ohtani into the middle of a global storm that has nothing to do with baseball. Honestly, I don't think shock is the right word, he said last month. I spent the last week in something beyond that which I can't express in words. Okay. Ooh. Okay, so, yeah, buddy, you going down. Yeah, I don't know what more can I say about this. You are going down. That is crazy. I feel sorry for Shohei. At times that he got to definitely go through this shit, especially with somebody trying to rob you for your money. That's crazy as hell. It's not, especially baseball is very strong with this whole gambling shit. As far back as the Chicago Black Sox or White Sox, whatever you want to call that team, back in the 1900s, where none of us really didn't even know what the hell betting means, to Pete Rhodes, admitted to betting on baseball games. You see, he still haven't come. He's been banned from baseball ever since. He still can't even attend a baseball game, let alone be in the Hall of Fame. So, baseball don't play games when it comes to betting. They have a strong stance. Don't bet. And even recently, Calvin Ridley, who was at first, I think he was the Falcons. He betted he was gone for the whole year before he came back to Jacksonville, had a breakout year, and signed a massive deal for the Titans. But he was gone for a year for betting. Like I said, they're very serious about this. There's no reason why you should be betting, especially if you're making money. It's like I said, no reason for it whatsoever. So, it sucks that this baseball player is going to be known for being a part of a massive fraud. But $4 million, that's a lot of money. The fact that 16, nah, bro's going to jail. I don't know how long. I'm not even going to assume how long. You're just going to jail. There's no absolute reason for $16 million to be taken out. Sports betting, you really need $16 million just for you to feed your appetite. And you still losing? Nah, you're going to jail. Buddy, you're going to jail. Shohei Ohtani, I hope you have a great year. If I'm not mistaken, I don't even think you're pitching right now because you had surgery. But the fact that you can still hit, you're already an icon right now. The likes we ain't ever seen since Babe Ruth. It's the last time I can recall, and I even recall because I wasn't even alive when Babe Ruth was smacking shit out the ballpark. But, you know, you're the closest we got right now to him. And you're doing everything you got to do. So keep doing what you got to do. And don't worry about all the negative bullshit. I'm done talking. I'm out. Burn.